irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Buddy, wake up, Hollywood.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Doc. Dude, you know what? You're the part of the family. We're like a tripod. We're like a table with Sam, you, Eddie, myself. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Second week in a row.
I know. See, you're hired.
Eddie, stay where you are.
You know what was so funny? My mom listened to the show. She was like, Ronan was a great co-host. Please tell him I said that.
I'm
like,
thank you.
And she listens to like so many of the shows. I'm like, oh, I got to tell him that. So, yeah,
shout
man.
Out.
How was your week?
It was good. Good.
Went, hectic? Crazy?
Weekend, we went with the family to Great Wolf Lodge.
Where's that?
It's Anaheim. Actually, Garden Grove.
Okay.
It's a water park.
That sounds awesome. Is it like Raging Waters?
I'm not familiar. No, it's indoors. I think Raging Waters is...
Raging Waters is outdoors.
And I think it might be bigger. But it was, you know, it's like a, it's a hotel.
That's awesome.
Semi-resort kind of thing. So they got their...
like a wave pool? Did you have a wave pool?
Yeah, of course.
That's one of my favorite
pools,
things.
You got all those slides and...
That sounds fun.
It was.
Well, was it crowded? That's always like the one thing that's tough.
But no, they... it's big enough so you don't feel the crowd.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I went to one... I'll never forget it. I went to Austria, Vienna, Austria, and I was with my dad's sister and her husband at the time. And they took me to this amazing, it was like a beach, but instead of sand, it was all tiles. So it was like an indoor beach. And I remember there were like all these lagoons that you could swim through, and there was a wave section and like all this stuff. And I just remember thinking, dude, things like this will never go out of style.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like Raging Waters. I grew up with Raging Waters because I was right next to Pasadena. So, yeah, any kind of water parks, always a good time. Always fun.
Yeah. I think there. I read somewhere that one of those countries in the Gulf, you know, those rich countries.
Yep, like
United,
Dubai.
Yeah. They're building something similar, like a huge, huge dome. With what's it called? Artificial beach and everything.
Wow.
So it makes sense over there. They're living in the desert.
I know. You know what's crazy is they have ski little mountains.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I think is just a trip. It's like, and the crazy thing is like you see people like skiing on it and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you learn how to do that?
That's because
crazy.
They don't work over there. Yeah, it's like true. Those videos you see on YouTube with their two boards. So they start hanging from the Rolls Royces and the Mercedes and just going on the freeway.
Yeah, totally. You're like, get a job. Get to work. Do something. Yeah. Do something.
Well, they don't have to.
Yeah, well, that must be nice. It's always been a place I've been wanting to go. I've always wanted to go to Dubai.
Really?
Or, yeah, just to check it out, just to see it. But I hear like mixed reviews, like... I hear it's like almost homogenous, you know, a little bit. And like what you see in the first couple of days, you'll pretty much see everywhere you go. And it's kind of like the same thing in a different place wherever you go, you know. So that's my reservation with it. But there's also so many parts of it that are cool, you know, like things that they're building, like the domes or like the ski little mountains.
Very modern.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, it's you know, what oil money can do, right?
Yeah, true.
I've been busy with... music sessions like crazy, man. It's been a little bit nuts, but all good stuff. And I'm about to announce some cool stuff in a couple of weeks that I can't say, but I got a lot of good news all crammed in one day. So I'm just like, you know, just stay the course. Just keep working. Don't get out of focus. Just keep it focused on the work. I went to the Picasso Diego Rivera exhibit at LACMA last night. Mm-hmm. They did a cool thing. I've never been a member of LACMA, but this year, you know, I've been a member of the Grammy Museum for years, and so this year I went to an exhibit and I was like, you know what, I'm going to support this because it's my favorite museum in LA. So they did something cool where they shut down the entire museum and members only could go in. So you could just like roam around a couple different exhibits and buildings. And so I went to the Picasso Diego Rivera exhibit, and it was amazing. There was one picture that I stared at probably for about 10 minutes. And Picasso, he did this incredible portrait of a Minotaur, all with just pen and paper.
Yeah.
No paints, no oils, nothing. And everything was done with these tiny little streaks. So everything, there was so much detail in the picture, but it was just all done with tiny little strokes of the pen. And you just see, like, I stared at it so long because just the Minotaur alone, there's so much shading. And I was just thinking, the amount of discipline and patience that this guy exercised just to do the guy's head, let alone the whole body, let alone the whole picture. And it's not that big. It's maybe 12 by 15, something like that. But it was a pretty incredible amount of patience that you could see just in how he used. There was not one mistake, and everything was just done with strokes of the pen.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. Yeah. And they said it was the precursor to the Guernica, which I saw in Spain years ago, and it kind of made me a gigantic fan of Picasso. Picasso and Dali are like my two favorites.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot about. I didn't know Diego Rivera and Picasso were kind of. They were like friends, and then they were enemies. But
really?
when they died, you know, they each had a painting or a picture of the other that they savored in their house, and they left it in their house. But they, I guess, they had a huge falling out, probably because they were both imitating or influencing each other on some level.
Okay.
But yeah, it was pretty crazy. So if you get a chance,
I will.
There's a cool exhibit at LACMA, and it's not that expensive, and it's a cool little. You know, small exhibit. So that was basically my last couple of days. Just been gearing up for. You know, did you watch the Oscars?
Parts of it.
Did
I was
see
never
the best picture. Did you see? You had.
That's crazy. That's not food. I mean, that fiasco. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I don't understand is Warren Beatty. He said you could see that he's confused. He's opening that envelope and he's looking around. He's not sure what to say.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just turn around to the stage manager and just say something's wrong here? But instead, it just continued.
Right. Well, the crazy thing is, and Faye Dunaway, like, she just read it without reading
exactly.
it. Like, but, I mean, who would have thought that something like that would happen?
Exactly.
My mom told me that, you know, she, like, we always watch the Oscars and then we reconvene and talk afterwards. She told me there's an investigation because there was a guy that his sole job for about 10 or 15 years was to put the pieces of paper in the envelope.
Yep.
And then the Academy this year decided, you know what, we're going to do it in-house this year.
Really?
And then there was this huge mess up. So there, I don't think the guy like sabotaged it or anything, but it's just amazing that the one time and the last award too, it could have happened to any other award, but it didn't. You know,
and what they pulled out, that the card that they pulled out was supposed to be the best actress, right?
Yeah, but Emma Stone was carrying hers.
Exactly. So they had two envelopes carrying the same.
Well, they said card. They had a copy on each side of the stage.
That's weird.
So, which I also think is weird.
Yeah.
But the strange part is, how did nobody know? And then when they announced it, like, how did they, you know what I mean? Like, because there's, you know, technically, and the Grammys are like this too, like Deloitte and Touche or whatever the company is, they're the only ones that know who the winners are.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Accounting company.
Somebody had to know that it was the wrong card.
True.
So who called that? You know what I mean? Like, who was on the point of that out? There's just so many little things. Yeah. But, you know, what movie did you think should have won Best Picture of the year?
I liked Arrival.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
That's one of the
Arrival
that I need to see.
I haven't seen all of them. I did like Manchester by the Sea, though.
That was good. I just
No spoilers, but man, it's
intense.
It's depressing.
Right? Yeah,
depressing.
It's depressing.
There's no happy ending.
There's no happy ending. You know, the funny thing about that movie, I was dreading it because everybody's told me that it was so depressing and it is really intense, and you really have to kind of prepare yourself for a movie like that because it's not. And I heard Moonlight the same thing. It's like not like an uplifting movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but
the one movie I actually was blown. It was like a surprise that I watched it too because it was unexpected. Was Lion. And that movie was crazy. The fact that it's a true story, you got to see that movie.
And that actor, Patel, Dev Patel, he's amazing. Ever since, what was it, the Slumdog Millionaire, right?
Yeah.
And those two chick flicks, the hotel in India.
That's right.
What was it?
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's the...
Something Sexy Hotel, right?
Yeah, Exotic Marigold.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's it.
He's good. I did see Silence.
Oh, how was that?
It's impressive.
Okay.
Very long. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oy.
Yeah, and it's slow.
Right.
But it's very impressive. Yeah, because once you get into, you know, Andrew Garfield is amazing. I know he also played in Hacksaw Ridge, which
that was
I haven't
a good
seen.
Movie.
Yeah, haven't
that
seen
was
it
a
yet.
Really good
but
movie.
You know, his role in Silence is impressive because you see the change that the character is going through.
Right.
You know, he's questioning his religion, believing God. Do they force him? Does he really, you know, choose to do that?
Right.
It's impressive.
Hacksaw Ridge, what I liked about it was it was like a totally different perspective on war.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of gruesome in a different way. Like Mel Gibson really did a terrific job. I'm glad he was nominated for it because it was really an outstanding film. But the coolest part was a totally different perspective on a soldier going into war.
Yeah.
Usually it's like heroic in the sense of he kills the enemy and that's it. This was the opposite. It was about somebody that wanted to save soldiers and not, provoke or administer violence on anybody.
And still go to war, still serve as a soldier.
And it's a true story, too. Like at the very end of the movie, this is not a spoiler, but the character that it's based on talks about things that actually happened in the movie that really happened.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in the war, so it's just—I mean, it was tremendous. But honestly, out of all the movies that I saw, Lion, because of like a lot of it's taken and shot in India, and there's all these cool like sweeping shots of India, and also the fact that it just the story is just so crazy that it was true, and the performances were amazing.
Yeah,
Nicole Kidman was amazing, Dev Patel was amazing, and that little kid was outstanding.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he wasn't nominated because he was just incredibly adorable. But speaking of Dev Patel, I think our next guest has arrived, and he's worked with Dev Patel. Say hello to Stephen O. Young. How are you? So let me get this straight. You're an actor.
I am.
You're a pro stuntman. You're a fight choreographer.
Yeah, sometimes.
And a martial artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of martial artist are you?
Wushu, Kung Fu, when The Matrix came out.
Wow.
I was like, I was a senior in high school or a freshman in college, something like that. And I was like, I want to be Keanu Reeves.
That's awesome. You know what, though? Not many people actually follow through with it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. So you're in high school, you saw this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
What made you take the steps? Like, where did you go? How did you make it happen?
Well, I mean, I always liked the martial arts. My dad kind of did judo in college and whatever. You know, we're Asian, so some stereotypes are true. They didn't really let me. They didn't encourage me to study martial arts when I was younger because they were like, "It'll stunt your growth." And
what?
Yeah, I don't know. And so I didn't. And I'm 6 feet tall now, so I guess thanks, mom and dad. So then I started.
That's funny.
I started when I could, which is college. They're do whatever you want. I don't know about what it is about martial arts and being Chinese. I think it was getting back to my roots. You know, when you go to college, you gotta find yourself. A lot of people find their heritage and whatever, and Chinese. So Kung Fu was kind of a part of that thing.
I'm sure you read Bruce Lee's book,
though. Yeah, as a kid too. Obviously, he was everybody's hero growing up. So it just kind of seemed natural to just go, okay. Well, and it's one of those avenues that was very masculine too.
Yeah.
And as an Asian American, it's how do you try to be cool here? Well, a lot of people do breakdancing.
Yeah.
I can't dance. or martial arts or math, and I was not very good at math. That's a lie. I'm great at math.
So I assume you're a black belt, right?
I With Kung Fu, like our school, we didn't really have belts.
Okay.
They kind of turned Kung Fu into a sport called Wushu. So it's kind of combining like elements of, or like the training of ballet with
and gymnastics, the martial arts
and gymnastics. So you just kind of train. Like they don't have black belts in gymnastics. So it's like, it became like a competition thing in China. So like my coach, he was from China, the same school that Jet Li went to.
Wow.
In Beijing. And I was like, I found him in college and I was like, it was meant to be, you know, at that time. A lot of mainland Chinese were coming over in like 2001, something like that, and teaching. So I like found this dude, two different trainers. They were both from China and I just fell in love with it. I'm kind of over it now because I'm like old now. And
come on, man.
I feel like when you're good at something for years, you can kind of just put it in the back.
Right,
and be like, it's there. It's in my pocket. I don't need to train that
much anymore. I can kung fu chop this table, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. But a funny story, though. Like, I thought, you know, you say, like, thank you for what an amazing introduction, by the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You just made my heart melt.
Oh, I read the bios, but, man. I always check out like who's on the show.
Appreciate that. But like, you know, you say things like, oh, you're a martial artist and you're a fight choreographer. And it's like, yeah, I'm tough. I'm cool. And then like 2 weeks ago, I sparred with some buddies for the first time in like years, you know.
Right.
And like these dudes, you know, we got boxing gloves and we're going for it. And these dudes are just punching my head like a beanbag. And I'm like, I have no head movement. All of my training is terrible. Like, I only know how to do fake fighting. It was
that's what they
want to
do. It's like sometimes people build you up just to knock you down,
yeah,
right?
That's what it is, man.
So they wanted they wanted to walk home and be like, I beat a champion tonight.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. And this is just because when I was in first grade, I wanted to be a ninja and like a karate kid.
But you became a singer, and you know what?
I did.
I've always wanted to be a singer.
Well, see, we should trade talents.
I would trade you in a heartbeat.
Oh, man, I'm ready. I want to break this table.
Nobody
I want to try it tonight. But so what was the first thing that you broke? Like, because, I mean,
my teeth.
Wow.
I swear
really?
God.
That was that was my first question. How many broken bones?
Yeah. I actually thank
it's
God.
Intense.
Yeah, thank God I have no broken bones, you know, in my stunt career. That was nice. Like the worst thing I ever did was literally like break my teeth. I was practicing like a double front flip at a gymnastics place and I did two flips forward and I was like, "Oh, so cool." And as I landed, My head went into my knees and boom, my teeth broke. And I was like, well, all I want for Christmas is my tooth. And now I have awesome.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. Speaking of porcelain.
That was the wrong sound effect.
No, porcelain.
Ignore the toilets.
I got porcelain front teeth and they look great. People can't tell. I'm beautiful.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So
I must have been a lot of blood. I fell off a bike when I was like six.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. I remember how much blood came
out. Although relatively, you know, when you're six, you don't really know
That's true.
Yeah, now we look at
a little
it like,
yeah, like exactly. Oh, my God, this is crazy.
You don't know what you're talking about when you're six, man.
Did you get any video footage of it?
No, I didn't.
Man.
So, yeah, that's what I broke. No video footage. I have video footage of, like, one of my craziest stunts I ever did. I haven't really done too many crazy stunts. Like, some dudes jump off 50-foot falls and get set on fire.
You're like, that doesn't impress me.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, oh, I got a story about that. Oh, man. Well, here's my story about that.
Yeah,
Star Wars Rogue One. Ooh. I was playing like a stormtrooper, and dope movie, right? And
Movie.
Yeah, great movie. Amazing movie. Director.
Yeah, right. He was playing as a stormtrooper.
Yeah, that's right. wait. That must have been amazing though, just to put on the gear.
Oh,
let alone actually doing cool stuff.
It was incredible. I mean,
did they let you keep it?
No,
oh,
dude. They told
awesome.
Us they had tracking equipment and everything. I was like, come on, you got tracking equipment?
Like, really?
In the gloves? No way. But, yeah, that was amazing. That was actually, I always told myself, like, if I do a Star Wars movie, I'll be good with stunts. Then I could just do the acting for, you know, I'm good with stunts. I'll just do acting hardcore. Then all of a sudden I got into Star Wars and I was like, dreams
happen,
folks.
That's amazing.
Dreams happen. I mean, you know, granted, I was a lowly stormtrooper getting blown up all the time. But
didn't you do some work with Adam Driver?
I did, yeah. So my buddy...
Rogue One, Force Awakens.
Force Awakens, yeah. So my buddy, his name is Liang Yang. He's a Chinese stunt guy, very, very talented. Lucasfilms and the stunt coordinator, Rob Inch, they pick his brains to help come up with the fights. I met him doing a movie called 47 Ronin, where we were fight choreographers together. And he
told me... That's a killer movie.
Like, killer martial arts. It was a stinker in the box office. Right, yeah, but yes. I thought we did a good job.
No, it was good. But special effects are great. Like, some of the parts in the story were like... but the special effects and, like, the fight scenes were amazing.
Well, hey, thanks, you know? We work on the fight scenes, so that's all we care about.
That's right. And we were that's kind of frustrate you a little bit. You're like, we kicked ass. We kicked ass so much. And then you guys had the easiest part, and you couldn't just fold it in.
All you have to do is come up with an amazing story. Yeah. Come on, people, and direct it. How hard can that be?
So you were working with Adam Driver.
Yeah, I worked on with Adam to train him for the fight scenes because they needed somebody. Production needed somebody to help train him up for the sword fighting and stuff. So help
so you
him
did
out
the sword fight at the end with the snow?
Was that I just helped train him, yeah. So
that's amazing.
I learned both parts. So I was him. I was the girl and the guy. I was whatever. Right. And then I would show him, and then he would. But he was dope. Like, some actors are terrible.
Right.
This guy,
he knew his
was
stuff.
Pretty incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes you're just like, okay, well, this job is going to be easy. I just have to sit back and let you do your thing. But yeah, Rogue One, so I'm on Rogue One, and there's a girl, the little four-year-old girl talking about, show me something that's impressive. The little four-year-old, three-year-old girl, they had, like, little kids come and be extras for the battle scene, like, one of the battle scenes.
Right.
And this girl, all she had to do was cry, you know, on cue. Which is hard for a lot of actors.
Right.
I was like, for a three-year-old, it's easy, especially with all this stuff going on, explosions.
Right.
So this little girl's crying, you know, and she keeps crying even after the cameras are done. So obviously the production's nice. The director comes and hugs her, and it's like, hey, and everybody claps. And I'm the jaded stunt guy from America who's just like, oh, no. She's three, bro. She's three. Tell you what. That's a three-year-old
cakewalk.
Do. Exactly.
Tell her to try a samurai fight.
Exactly. Go get set on fire.
Yes.
Go get hit by a car as a three-year-old. Then I will clap for you.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
No.
Don't let those three-year-olds off the hook so easily.
Man.
Right.
This business gets you jaded.
That's
You know, I don't know. It's, similar probably with like singing or something where you're just like, oh, really? A little five-year-old with, you know.
Actually, whenever you watch like America's Got Talent, people are going gaga over like a kid that sings. I'm like, that's okay. That's not great. It's just okay. Like, if he sounded like Michael Jackson as a kid, then I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing.
You're a professional.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're a professional, Nick. That's what I'm saying.
So there must have been a surreal moment though. Like, this is me again geeking out as like a Star Wars nerd. Like, you put on the Stormtrooper outfit.
Yes.
And there must have been a moment you were like, dude.
Yes. I mean, everybody to a man and woman, when you put on the Stormtrooper outfit, they must have had like 50 of us. Nah, that's an exaggeration. Alternative facts. But like, they had, let's say 50 stunt people, right? And you know, the first day we get all fitted up, we put the Stormtrooper armor on, and we're like, this is incredible. And we're just standing there. This is great. 30 seconds go by. Oh, I wish I could take a picture. A minute goes by. Now we're like, oh, I'm starting to get pinched here.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this armor is starting comfortable.
And then after 2 minutes, you're like, I can't sit. Then after three, you're like, I can't feel my legs. And then you're like, get it off me. Yeah. That was interesting.
That's
you know?
Funny.
Sometimes
That's
when you
funny.
Achieve your dream, you're also achieving your nightmare.
Yes. You're like, you think this is what you want. But it's not what you want.
What you
it's
want.
Not what you want.
Listen
it's
to
not.
Him, right?
That's what I'm saying.
He's playing a stormtrooper wearing the costume when he's complaining.
But you don't, and it's also like, man, I got an itch, but I can't really.
Right.
I can't really get to it.
Exactly.
It's like little things that you take for granted.
Exactly.
See?
But I personally, I have a weird philosophy about that. Sorry, I'm chatting you guys up.
Oh no, no,
this is the first time I've been out of the house.
It's a long show, man.
Okay. But that's my personal philosophy. Is like, I feel like when you can start being super like aggressively negative about your job, you've made it.
That's
you
funny.
Can complain about it, then you're at the top level, man. When you're like doe-eyed and like every day is great,
right?
Guess what?
And you're like, you're a newbie.
Exactly.
You're a newbie. Rookie.
Makes sense.
Rookie.
That does make sense. It does make sense.
So it's a kind of a badge of honor for me.
Well, what was one of the coolest scenes you did as a stormtrooper stuntman extraordinaire?
Yeah, well, we had one scene where we literally had
missed. Last week I made it.
Kobe.
I didn't. Yeah, that's right.
We had a scene where nine of us were on the ramp. Spoiler alert, on a ramp at night, it's raining, and X-Wings come and bomb the heck out of us, right?
Yes.
And so I'm a little bit older, so I'm like, all right, there are going to be explosions. You know, you're tied up to a wire. You're going to get yanked and thrown, and you're going to land, you're blind because you got the helmet on.
Right.
And it's at night, and it's raining, and you're fogging it up. I was like, okay, you're going to be all of that. I was like, I don't want to be anywhere near that explosion. So I was like, let me be here. So I stand here. You can choose your own spot.
Right.
Right. Then we rehearse, and then it's like, all right, turns out, I'm going to get yanked like everybody else. Okay, fine. I can deal with that.
Right.
Then the day of, they're like, all right, these are where the explosions are, right? And I'm like literally standing dead center. I'm like, only my luck. I was like, I can deal with
a lot. I want to not be in the center. Right. I guess I'm going to be in the center of the explosion.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I could deal with a lot of things. I could deal with pain. I could deal with getting hit. I can deal with losing my teeth, right? What I don't like are horses and fire, right? And I was like, right there where they had like a fire pit. And then we're standing on these grates that are fall away. So the second the explosion hits, the grate falls away. And if you don't get yanked on the wire and flown out by the team, you're going to fall into a ball of fire.
That's great.
Ball of fire.
Good.
And I was like, only my luck. That's my
karma. Did you go in the ball of fire?
And so luckily, I didn't fall into it, but we did the stunt. I was just like, literally, they're like doing the countdown, 5, 4, and I think if you look at the playback now, like the Blu-ray edition, you can see one stormtrooper's knees are shaking just a little bit before, just right in the center.
You're like,
oh, God,
that's me. That's me.
Yeah. But, you know, we did it, and I was alive, and I was like, oh, thank God, that's going to be dope.
That's wild.
Yeah, so that was crazy. But a surreal moment when I really realized I was on Star Wars was, you know, even like training Adam Driver is like we were fighting with wooden sticks, so you didn't really feel
not
like
the
it.
Same.
Even
not
stormtrooper same. Outfit, like okay, it was like one day I went into the stage where they had the X-wing fighter. They had a full X-wing fighter, just sitting
dude.
In the hangar, right? And then they had all the extras in period hair. You know what I mean? Like 1970s hair.
Yeah,
all these people. I was like, oh my God, I'm in the New Hope. This is crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so that was cool.
But I can't believe Eddie's not hearing this. Eddie's like the biggest Star Wars fan I know.
Well, I tell everybody this. You know, whenever people are jealous, I'm like, look, Lucasfilms has a plan. They are making a Star Wars movie every year.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to be in a Star Wars movie. Yep. You're going to be in a Star Wars movie. We're all
you get a Star Wars movie.
We're all going to be in a Star Wars movie by the end of this run. No,
I don't see any chubby stormtroopers. I don't know.
Trust me.
You'll be a Wookiee or some
big bone.
See? Wookiees.
Yes,
I like it.
That's what I'm saying.
Or we're the retired stormtroopers.
Boom. Exactly.
Or they're all, they have to bring Jabba the Hutt back.
Totally, for sure.
You know they're going to.
You know they
will. It's called The Last Jedi, right? The new one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you have any hopes to, do you have any new hopes to get into?
New hope? I see we did. Last there Jedi. Was a special effect for that.
Hey, you got the Han Solo movies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
that's right. Yeah, you got the Han Solo movie. Yeah. You got, probably a Yoda movie, maybe a Boba Fett is what they're saying. Who knows?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get any inside information?
No, dude.
Tell me what's going on.
I wanted to every day. Dude, I wanted to every day. And, dude, that's how secretive they are. I went in to the Rogue One. I didn't even know we were filming Rogue One. I thought we were filming The Last Jedi.
Oh, wow.
They're like, no, this is... Like 3 weeks into it, they're like, this is a prequel. Because I, you know, we were rehearsing with Stormtrooper gear, and I was like, this must be a flashback scene. But
like,
it was
nope.
Like 3 weeks
like,
of
the whole movie's
scene.
A flashback
yeah,
scene.
Exactly.
You know what? It was a great movie, though.
It was
I mean,
dope.
You were in an awesome one.
Yes.
I would have been pissed if I was in The Phantom Menace.
Right.
That movie was just like, so below average.
Know.
You know what I mean?
I
if you were ever to tell people, oh, yeah, I was in Phantom Menace,
right.
It's like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know. But you were in a good one.
Thanks,
you were in a
man.
Really good
well,
one.
Listen, I've been in my fair share of bad movies.
That's right. Well,
so,
you know, you also did.
Like,
you know, let's okay. Let's as much as I can talk. I can talk Star Wars all night.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be a 3-hour show just on him being a stormtrooper.
Right.
For those people that you know may not be as big of fans of Star Wars. Let's talk about your involvement with Dev Patel in The Last Airbender.
Yeah, so
talk about
that
a little. That
was my first big stunt movie. And I was Dev Patel's stunt double, and I was so jealous. I was like, because I'm like a good 8 years older than this kid.
And you're like,
and I'm just like, you motherfucker.
Like, I'm doing all your dirty
work.
I make you look cool.
Yeah. Hey, he was great too with the training, you know, honestly. So I was.
Does this sound scare you?
Just kidding. Yeah. Oh, flashbacks. My PTSD from Call of Duty. Do people have that? Like,
it would have been cool if he just like games? Flew up on the wall. And yeah, right. Like, whoa, exactly. He is good.
Yeah. Good thing I wore my brown pants.
That's yeah. Right. That's right.
But yeah, no, that was my first big stunt movie. First big movie, actually. I was on there for like 5 months. I always wanted to be an actor, so I kind of had hopes that I'd be like, oh, I'd be like a firebender.
Right.
But no, they were like, no, Steve, you're the guy that gets blown up by dynamite.
Right. You're so, like, great. Seriously?
They probably told you you're not ethnic enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a weird one, you know? So it was like, well, you couldn't really be Asian, but you could.
You're like, but I am can't. Asian. That's yeah, me right. They're talking about. Yeah. Maybe I am the last airbender. Yeah, exactly.
But it was a very good experience. I learned a lot. Dev Patel was very cool. He had I had a funny interaction with him. Like the first time I met him, I was like, "Hi, I'm Steve. I'm your double." He's very nice, you know. And we're training, and then we get a break, and I'm like, "I'm gonna go be his friend." So I'm like, "Hey, man, I really liked you in Slumdog. You know that one scene where you did this? Yeah, that was so good." And he jokingly, because he's like 19 at this time, he's like, "Oh, I know, I did it."
I was like, "You're okay. Okay, this guy's on his shit."
Okay, Jeff. Okay, and now look at him, amazing. So,
but you know yeah. What? Had you seen him right after Last Airbender? Because I actually like that movie. That's one of the M. Night Shyamalan.
You did too. Well, you're welcome.
Movie. Yeah, I did too. I was very upset that they announced that there'd be no
sequel.
You guys are great.
Because it ended like, no, okay, I want to see more. I want more, and there's like nothing.
And you know what? Yeah. Like, he kind of misfires sometimes with films. Yeah. And I'm talking about my Indian brother, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah. M. Night.
But you know, it's like that movie I really actually liked.
Yeah.
That pulled me in. I was in it, and yeah. I don't know why it just didn't respond to people. But right. Dude, all the things you did must have been super fun.
It was.
Super,
man.
Especially for your first experience.
Yeah.
How did you audition? Talk about your audition process. Because that's got to be a situation.
My audition process is not like a lot of people's audition process.
I know.
It's kind of all about, like, for me, it was kind of like who I knew and who knew me. I was in this live show called Pirates Dinner Adventure.
Wait, next to Medieval Times?
Next to Medieval
Dude.
Times.
Dude!
Blowing your mind, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I was like one of the opening casts that they had. I was the yellow pirate because I'm Chinese and I was good with swords. I was just
now,
happened
that,
to be
is
yellow.
Is that PG
like,
or is that R? Great.
It was R. Yeah. It was an hour and a half of singing and dancing and sword fighting, you know, to the smell of people eating chicken and drinking beer.
That's
and not
awesome.
Really paying attention
yeah.
to you.
No, but I mean, like, you know what? It's like most people go to Medieval Times.
Yes,
you know,
correct.
But it's always been, that's on my radar. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I've got to go.
Yes, go right next door.
Because you're like,
door,
dude,
man.
It's because once you see Medieval Times
yeah.
once or twice,
right.
you've seen Medieval Times
yeah,
forever.
Exactly. Yeah,
and it, that one right. I have not seen. So
no, well,
it'd be cool to do.
I'll show it to you right now. Hee ha ha.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I wanted to do, like, right out of college as an aspiring actor, I wanted to get any acting job I could, so I was looking at any kind of live show.
You're
stuff.
Like, I'll be a pirate.
Dude, yeah, seriously. I was like, I wanted to do Medieval Times. I was like, I want to be a knight. They don't have Chinese knights. I'll be the first. And then I realized I can't ride horses. And then right next door, they opened Pirates Dinner Adventure. And they had a picture of the first yellow pirate guy who came from Florida, where they're from, and he was Mongolian. And I was like, dude, I'm totally going to jack this dude's dick. And I did, because I'm dope.
That's awesome.
Right? So then all those dudes at Pirates were stunt guys, or are stunt guys.
Right.
Back then, we were hot stuff, you know? So all aspiring dudes, a lot of those dudes and girls that worked at Pirates at that time in 2005 or 2004, they went on to become... They are now in big stuff, man. Like, one of these dudes was a co-stunt coordinator for the new Blade Runner movie that's coming out.
That's crazy.
One dude, Esteban Cueto, who you all know him.
That's definitely
him.
A pirate's name
yeah,
right there.
He's this big,
Esteban
jacked,
Cueto.
Yeah, he's this jacked Hispanic dude. He's in everything, man.
Wow.
So I was one of those because, hey, I was cool. But
that's amazing. That's gotta be a fun job.
It was very fun.
Like, out of college, out of school.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, dude,
all the free chicken.
It's like you're not. Yeah. No, but I mean, seriously, like, you're like jumping from pirate ship to pirate ship. That's not a bad gig.
It was super cool. I went to college for graphic design, so to be able to just, as you say, go from pirate ship to pirate ship, swinging around. I was like, doing sword work. I was like, this is so cake. Come on.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. So, Airbender comes around, and this one stunt guy, very famous, Ilram Choi, he's like Spider-Man stunt double. He's super cool guy. he couldn't do Airbender because he was doing Avatar. Okay. So he hit up his buddy who was working at Pirates, and he was like, "Do you know anybody who's Asian? Looks exactly like me."
You know? And this guy, I'm your guy.
Like, yeah. This guy Adam, he was like, "Yeah, I know a guy. You knew me."
He's like, "I know a guy."
Oh wait, that's my cue. That is the cue. Like every time I walk in the room, it always happens. I don't know.
I wish I had the just kidding.
It's in our hearts. It's okay.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
But like so this guy Adam was like, "All right, I got the guy." So they needed to fill a replacement in like a day, right? So they're scrambling. They're calling me. Adam's calling me. Oram's calling me, but I like to take naps. I might be clinically depressed. I sleep a lot. So like literally he's calling me, they called me until like 2-3 in the afternoon. Right, my girlfriend at the time, who's now my girlfriend now, she called me, and I was like, "Hey, you need to wake up and check your phone." I'm like looking at it. I got 15 messages.
Wow.
And they're like, "Call this number. You got a job if you can call at this time."
So it's not an exciting job, especially if you've never done a movie and you're doing the Pirates gig and you're like you're probably in your mode like, "Oh my God, I'm done with this Pirates thing. I wish there were greener pastures.
Yes,
I wish I could work in
really
Hollywood."
It was, man.
You know what
it
I mean?
It was like that. Yeah. So for that to happen, you know, so I finally called in the nick of time. They're like, "Send us an audition video of you swinging some swords, double swords," right? So I was like, "Oh, I got your video." So I went out into my front yard right at that moment, took off my shirt because you got to look cool like Bruce.
Right.
Started swinging swords. My neighbor's like, "What is going on? That young boy out there is very weird." Yeah. And at that time, we didn't have cool smartphones. So it was like on a little Nokia thing. It was crazy. It was like I filmed it on a potato. Exactly. Literally filmed it on a potato with terrible sound effects, sent it off, and they're like, they could just see. They took a chance on me.
They're like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
They're like, "Next time, you know, you should take off the lens cap."
Yeah, exactly.
But we heard all the sounds.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my start. And then, you know, after that, everything kind of followed from there. I met so many people. And you know, it's not to say you can't be good. I think you got to be good. You can know all the
people.
Well,
obviously,
with
your background, you're prepared. Whether you think you are, you're not. That background, you're prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing bigger stuff outside of walking on the set.
Yeah. No, I had trained for years, you know, and I really wanted to be the next Bruce Lee, you know. So I even went to China, like out of college, and was like, "I'm training at this school again, where Jet Li trained. Foreigners could go there." And then my hopes were dashed because I saw little 2-year-old Chinese kids in diapers literally doing headstands. Wow. And I was like, I was like, "I want to be the next Bruce Lee." Guess what? There's a billion Bruce Lees.
Right.
They're all in China.
You're like,
they're all better than me. So then I was like, "Dude, I just have to be the funny Bruce Lee."
You got the gig, man.
Hey, right. So I was like, there's a Jackie Chan, but there's not a funny Bruce Lee.
Well, let me ask you that. It's funny that you bring Jackie Chan up. He just got the Lifetime Achievement for the Oscars. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
As well deserved.
Yeah.
So, you know, we brought up Jet Li.
Yes.
We brought up Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan. I would think that he'd be top of your list.
Listen. You know who's the top of my list?
Yeah.
Besides Mi Madre?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Right.
Yeah. Really? So strange. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And let me tell you why. His numbers were pretty fantastic.
Well, no, he's in the
Underrated.
Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah, he was. Yes, Game of Death. I know.
Awesome.
Oh, I know.
Awesome.
Trust me. I'm talking about Jackie.
Right? I know. See?
No, the only person at the top of my list, baby, is me. I am cutthroat.
Let me talk
to you about Stephen Ogo.
Humble.
Yes.
Humble.
Yeah.
No.
I am the most humble guy you will ever meet.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. So, no, they're all cool. But I do honestly believe, like, at a certain point, though, as a man or even as a woman, does that sound really patronizing? Even as a woman, they're people, too. It's like, as a human, you need to strike it on your own. You know, you stand on the shoulders of giants and you move on. So, I am by no means am I, like, infatuated with people, like, you know, as a kid. Although, Donnie Yen. That's my dude.
He's awesome.
That dude, I would be like, oh, Johnny.
But I mean, Jackie Chan, like, what is it, Rumble in the Bronx?
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Dude.
You can't beat the dude.
Dude. And the way he jumped, like, across buildings, broke his ankle.
Yes.
They didn't get the shot.
Yes.
And then he gets up and does it again.
Like, incredible.
That's insane.
No, that dude's legit. They're all legit.
They are all. Is Jet Li, okay, let me ask you an honest question.
Yeah.
This is also a kid question.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan and Jet Li, who wins in a fight?
Steven O. Young.
Well, that's the next
finds
round.
Finds him in the parking lot.
That's the next
runs
round.
Runs him over with his car.
Okay. Bruce Lee and Stephen O. Young.
Dude, Stephen O. Young. Because Stephen O. Young will go get, you know, a license for a Glock and boom.
That's
you're
it.
Gone. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I think, honestly, I believe when it comes to, like, film fighting, I feel like, no, I think Jackie. I really do. Jackie's just, he can do it all, man. And he's got all these different styles. That's the dude.
Yeah, he's bad. What about Brandon Lee? What did you think about Brandon Lee?
I think, well, I'm not going to speak ill of the dead, but I don't think he was, God, this is going to be real negative.
Quite up to
par. Nah. I mean, he's not his dad. Few of us
can
be. My own father reminds me that I'm not him. So, it's fine. But he was cool. He was cool for what he was, you know? And I think he would have been a big star if he was still alive. And I think it would have been better for I think Hollywood would have been better for it if he was still around.
And what was it like to work with M. Night Shyamalan versus...
Oh, M. Night is a very nice dude.
Really?
Yeah, they're all... M. Night is super cool.
Did he ask you, what's the weirdest thing he asked you to do? It's like, I need you to do...
No, he was so nice, dude. Like, I had to do this fight scene where it was like a one-er, no breaks. I had to fight 15 people, literally 15 people for 6 minutes straight, right?
Wow.
And I did it 3 times, and then this is my first big movie, so I didn't know that I was being rude, but they were like, all right, let's do it again. And I was like, can I just get 5 minutes?
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, wow, the entitlement on this kid. M. Knight, as nice guy, he came up to me and was like, it's cool. Come here. He let me use his trailer. He kicked out his wife. He was like, get out of here. She was not in there. But kicked out his assistant, I think. It was like, let him do his thing. So he was super cool. I worked with, on Sicario, Denis Villeneuve.
Dude,
that guy's a genius. Denis Villeneuve.
Talk to me about Denis Villeneuve.
He did Arrival. Man, that dude.
Okay.
You know, that dude, he
Sicario was pretty good.
That's a great movie. Right? Dude, you've done some killer movies.
I have. I'm very blessed.
So what scenes are you doing?
You can't miss me. I had my job was to be a Delta Force guy, so I was part of the shootout on the bridge,
and
I was in the beginning, and then I was driving the convoy, and then I just got out of the car. They had one camera. I get out with Josh Brolin. He's taking the prisoner out, and I'm telling Denis, I'm like, hey, there's only one camera here. Are you sure you want me to get out of the truck? He's like, yes. Get out, because it's realistic.
Right,
why would a
right.
soldier stay in the truck when you're at the base? So I'm like, well, that's on you, man. Now you gave me permission. I'm doing it. So I get out of the truck. I wait for everybody to pass. I get out of the truck. I see the camera, look dead at it. Do a little finger wave. Hi, Mom. And then walk off.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Snuck in. And they kept the shot. I was like, oh, man. Thank you, Denis Villeneuve.
And that's a great movie,
and
too.
And it's a great movie.
I think it was nominated, or it was up for... I want to say it was up for a Golden Globe.
Yes.
It was up for a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
It didn't make it into the Oscars, and it should have, because it was actually one of the best movies I've seen.
I agree. I think it didn't make it because I did that finger.
No, it wasn't you. Come on.
I think that was all it was.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. Like when, from movie to movie. Let me back
up. Oh, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah.
From movie to movie.
Shabalala.
Shabalala.
Yes.
You are the bunny, Bruce Lee, man. Dude, you deserve one of these.
Yeah, it comes from sadness.
So you're going from movie to movie.
Yes.
How do you get in the mindset to go from I'm going to be jumping out of an explosion in a stormtrooper outfit to I'm going to fight 15 guys in back-to-back-to-back scenes and make it look authentic and feel authentic, and you're in it.
Yeah.
I know you're in it.
Great.
You know what I mean?
Great
so
question.
How do you prepare for that mentally?
Well, okay, I'll give you two answers. So the first,
and we're all out of time now.
Exactly. The first thing I always think about, and this is no joke, is I cannot wait until I'm a big star and I don't have to do this.
All this stuff.
I'm like, I'm doing this so I can be a big star.
Right.
Here it comes. Big stardom. Woo! Trailer. Here it comes. Two banger. And then the second thing is, you just have your – it's in your body memory. And sometimes I black out. I'm just like,
really?
Here it comes. We're just going to go for it.
Wow.
And you just go, you know? And you just go.
But when you say, like, okay,
it's choreo,
when
you're like
a dance. It's choreographed,
right.
But still, it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt when punches get thrown.
Oh, yeah.
And things are going to miss. Dude, like, they're going to hit you sometimes.
Yes.
You are going to do a flip.
Right.
You're not going to land the way you want to.
Right.
You still have to
Absolutely.
Stay in character.
Absolutely.
Like, that is
mental
precision at its finest, because you're physically going through stuff that you're not always prepared for, even though you are, technically.
Oh, but, sure.
Dude, things happen.
No, you know I mean? I did this fight. I had this acting role. Check it out on TNT's The Last Ship, Season 3.
Yeah.
I was, like, one of the main bad guys. I had this crazy fight with one of the actors, two crazy fights, and he's like a trained Taekwondo guy. I'm a trained martial artist, and man, we were going at it. We were like fighting hard. There was bruises, like it was nuts. Like getting hit, I thought I almost got a concussion. I was like, "What?"
Wow.
I didn't touch him once because I got control.
Hey, right. You're like, I don't need to prove that.
But I'm no, but we were, you know, we were vibing, we were fighting. It was dope, you know, and you know. Pain is fleeting. Glory is forever. That's what I would say.
I like that.
And I've already broke my teeth. Like, what?
Yeah, what else is next?
I like myself, and I did that to me. What can you do to me? What you? The pain you can inflict is nothing compared to the psychological torture I
So you probably, you have, I know, I know, I already know the answer to this.
Yes.
But you probably watch a modern day Jet Li, a modern day Jackie Chan, and you're like, yeah, whatever. It's old.
Right.
That's old news. I know there's a mattress on the other side of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, especially, you know, when you're in the business long enough, you know enough people.
Yeah.
Like, movies have been ruined for me because I know everybody. I don't know everybody. That's that's arrogant. But I know enough people where I'm just, oh, I get it. Here comes a big fight scene. Oh, I know how you did that. And so now it's so weird. Like, I'm all about story now. The older I get, I'm trying to be an artist.
Right.
You know, I'm all about, like, you know, my personal philosophy is, like, sometimes it's not even about the fight scenes, man, anymore.
Right.
I feel like I'm maturing. I'm like, it's all about character and story. People want story.
But, see, that's what I look for in a movie.
Yeah.
But all my favorite movies, too, like that are the most entertaining, have a ton of fight scenes.
Sure.
So you can't graduate from the fight scenes just because you've been doing them. You got to still, like, love them. Come
on.
Well,
you know, if I could do, like, a James Bond movie, I feel like those are perfect. Because it's you got the story, you got the acting.
Yes.
And you have just enough of the action to where you're like, okay, this is cool.
And it's quick.
Right.
It's quick, and there's always, like, gadgets.
Right.
That's what's great about James Bond.
Yes.
Like, gadgets.
Exactly.
There's no gadgets.
It's interesting.
Yes.
Fun.
I agree.
You know, it's novel. It's original. I'm all about that now. You know.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Like, what's... Okay, you've done all this cool stuff.
Thank you.
And to you, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
What's something to you that's totally opposite that... Anybody listening would be like, I never would have thought that that's the role he would have.
Oh, you know, really?
Like, what's something that you would choose now that you really think would give you character depth?
Right.
Like something in, you know, whatever.
Goodness
maybe
gracious.
Maybe it's comedy. Maybe it's like a horror film. Maybe it's whatever.
Right.
Tell
well,
me.
Man, I mean, if I could do anything like on the level of like a Denzel, like if I could do any of his roles.
Like a Fences.
Oh, my God. Watching Fences, I was like, this is like, I'm watching my dad.
He's amazing.
I've had this conversation. He's incredible.
Hurricane? I watched that movie last week before the Oscars.
Right.
And I was like, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, how did he not get the Oscar for this?
Right.
I think he got his Oscar for Training Day because he should
because
have
Because of Hurricane. For sure.
But it was like such a tremendous performance. And I'm watching this movie and I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Yeah.
It's like second nature to him.
You know, it is so second nature. I worked on Equalizer with him. You
That's a great movie, too. With,
you know?
Yeah.
And he was just so professional, so natural. He makes it look so easy. I'm just like, if I could do anything like him, it'd be amazing. But then I also tell myself, like, if I could just get, like, a number five character on a procedural, like, CSI or something.
Right.
You just come in 1 week. You know, every week, one day every week to say
one
line. You get paid $15,000 for the episode.
Yeah.
You're golden. You're sitting on easy street.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so
But you'd be bored. Like
I would be bored,
like,
but I would know
is,
I would have made it.
Believe it or not, I'm sure those actors are like, man, I wish I just got one fight scene.
Yeah, you know? I think so.
And you're like, I'm so tired of these damn fight scenes.
Yeah.
If I just got one scene
dialogue.
Where I can just talk a lot.
Yeah. I always said that was my career progression. I was always like, all right. I come in, I fight, I get killed. Then it was like, I progress. I come in, I say something in Chinese, I fight, I get
killed. Right.
Then it was like, I come in, I say something in English, I fight, I get killed.
Maybe this time you come in, you say something in English, you fight, you don't get killed, but then you break dance.
Boom! And I'll be so popular.
And then you can go back to that
right?
teen self and you'll be like, I told you, you always can dance.
Can you dance? You're a singer.
I can dance.
Dude, see? I'm jealous.
See? But you know what?
Can you?
Fighters can dance. There's no way fighters can't dance because the coordination is insane. And you fight choreograph. You fight dancing.
Yeah, but I think the mental as you're talking about, like, what do you think when you're fighting is like different for dancing. Like, I'm like, what's the next move? I can't freestyle dancing. I can freestyle fighting. I can't freestyle.
That's
dance.
See, I think I'd rather learn how to freestyle fight.
You would not, dude. You don't want to be. I've been that guy. You don't want to be on that guy on the dance floor doing karate chops.
Everybody's kung fu fighting, man.
Like, we're playing my jam.
You're like, actually, no. Everybody was not kung fu fighting.
They were actually dancing.
Yeah. Do you like? Can you do like? I mean, this. I'm like a kid because like that. You got a cool job. I mean, you got a cool gig. So like, you obviously could probably do a backflip just standing and just doing it right here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ask you to do it, but no. But I mean,
anyone can.
Hey, there's always after the show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Exactly. No, but like, are you ever like, I'm just gonna do a flip right now for no reason.
Man. You know, I used to be like that.
Yeah, I would show that shit off all the time. Oh, man, I'm a peacock with that kind of stuff.
I used to be like that, and now I'm like, it's just something where you're just like, oh, I have things that to lose in life.
Yeah. Right.
I don't need. Why do I need to do that?
Yeah. So I know you've seen that YouTube video. There's a guy that just like jumps off.
Oh buildings. Yeah.
I know you've seen. We've probably seen the same video. Yeah. So you watched, like, I watched that. And I'm like, dude, if I could do that, that would be my walk everywhere. I would do that everywhere.
Yes.
But you watch and you're like, God, please.
Dude.
I know how many takes that
took. Let me tell you that story about that. Here it comes. I'm full of stories. But, to illustrate what you're talking about, I'm outside of an audition for acting because I'm an actor.
And That's right.
I'm sitting there waiting to go, and I see a squirrel jump a meter from the top of a fence to a branch. You know, and keep in mind the fence is like 6 feet, 7 feet tall. And this is how I knew I was getting older. I immediately like spit out my drink and I was like, was it worth it, squirrel? Do you know how dangerous that was? What if you had fallen? We should talk about this to your mother. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm getting maternal with a squirrel.
What if the squirrel was like, I learned it from watching you.
Exactly. All right. I learned it from watching you.
You know the funny thing is, when I read your bio, you put actor first.
Yes.
And I was like, I know this guy. That's the most passionate. Like, all the other stuff is, like, super exciting to read.
Yeah.
But I was like, I know this guy is more passionate about acting than any of the other stuff behind it. And it's like, you know, you put stuntman, fight choreographer, martial artist.
Yes.
Like, dude, that's like, you look at that, and any guy that reads it, any girl reads it, it's like, dude, this guy's a badass.
Oh, thanks,
and you're just like, but I just want to be understood.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I just want to be a pretty flower.
Yeah.
Why won't you let me?
I just want to be a tree in the plane.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I don't need all the violence.
Dude, it's so neurotic, but like, if you Google yourself, which we all do when we're in Hollywood.
Of course.
Sometimes you get like this Chiron or this logo that says, okay, for example, me, it says Stephen Owen, that says stunt performer, but it has like a little icon that says send feedback to Google for the search. Every day I send a feedback thing saying, can you please just change this to actor? Look at how many credits I have versus stunts.
But you would think that you would get, let me ask you, and I'm going to ask you the real, you know, before we ask how people can find you.
Sure.
When it says stunt performer, and you go into an audition,
right.
Do you feel like, dude, my acting skills are not taken seriously or they're not being respected?
Mm.
And like, people want me for this, but I want to do that. Like,
oh no, I will say this.
Okay.
No. And that's, I'm blessed for that because I think, well, one, when they come for an audition, they know what they want. So they're not going to call you if, you know, we really want a stunt guy, not an actor.
Right.
We really want an actor, not a stunt guy.
Right.
So the acting auditions, I'm very cool with that.
Okay,
and a lot of acting roles I go for are action-based.
Right.
I'm very fine with that. It's a plus, I think.
No, they're the most fun movies to watch,
dude,
too.
Right?
I mean, like, we saw Manchester by the Sea, but there was no action in that.
On,
I mean,
and the funny thing is, you look at the credits, they're like stunt doubles, body doubles, and I think, for the scene when he shovels the snow?
I mean, you would be surprised.
Yes.
Exactly.
You for
would
that.
Be surprised.
Because they need the lighting.
Yeah.
They need to get the camera. Like,
exactly.
They don't want Casey Affleck sitting there waiting for that.
Yeah, and Nicole.
He's sitting there watching SportsCenter.
Exactly.
Right?
Or harassing people.
Yeah. One of the two.
I'm not here to judge. Matt Damon, hire me for your movie. Please.
I like this guy. You got to come back and be a guest.
Oh, dude. I will. Absolutely.
Before I ask you this next question.
Yes.
What's next for you?
Ah, That's a good question. I'm on an existential journey of, you know, self-discovery.
You're like, I'm going to be a tree in this upcoming play.
Yeah, right now I'm working on a...
Bunny number three on the Easter show.
Yeah, right now I'm working on a pretty big video game project. They will use my likeness, which is pretty dope.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Cool, dude, see, you're like, and you 4, say it so like, oh yeah, they use my likeness. And I'm like, dude, this kid doesn't know.
Cool.
What does that mean? They're just going to use your...
They use my face. You know, usually you just give your voice. Yeah. I give my voice. They use my face, though, too. Nice. And, you know, my body performance as well.
Oh, so they're going to put you all those markers in.
That's what I'm saying. He's talking about, like, yeah, this video game. Yeah. Like,
But it's a pretty big video game.
Can you say which one?
I cannot, because I will be sued.
Yeah. NDA.
Yeah, NDSLs. When you start signing NDAs, then you
I wish I knew the name of that dance game. It'd be so awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're using my likeness for that.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, like, let's say there's a director out there that wants to get you into
a film. Oh, man.
Where can people find you?
Well, first of all, I work for free. Second of all,
it doesn't matter. We're out of time.
Yeah. What role?
Just give me tap water.
Check me out at Twitter, Mighty Steve Joe, J-O. And my Instagram is Steve O Young _. And I'm on Facebook, Stephen O Young, PHENOYOUNG.
There you go.
Yeah, man. And dude, like I said, I'll work for peanuts or free, or I'll clean your house, man.
Or just do backflips.
I'll just do backflips. Clean your pool.
I'm sure your girlfriend or her friends. Yes. Like, they're probably tired of you doing those.
They are so tired.
You know, but anybody like me, I'm like, wait, you can just do backflips or nothing? Just do one.
Thanks,
and they're like,
man.
Oh, my God.
We'll
seriously.
Be friends, man. We'll hang out. Thank you for listening to me.
You were a fantastic. And I got to tell you, honestly, I've had a lot of guests on this show. We've been doing this show for like 2 or 3 years, 2.5 years on this network, a year and another one. Yeah. I was really looking forward to this interview.
Oh, thanks, man.
Because your story is so unique, and the things that he's done, Steven, the things that I was looking at right now when I said that, but are so cool.
Thanks, man.
They are. They're super cool. So just never forget like how cool you
get. Dude, I'm walking out of here. I'm definitely getting hit by a car because I'm feeling good, and my karma does not last.
And if you don't backflip your way to the elevator, I'll be very disappointed.
Exactly. With a gong. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, shit. That's not what I'm doing.
Oh, we had to do it.
Is that you?
Why is that so long, too?
Sorry. Anyways.
Exactly. We had to.
Steven, we're definitely going to have you back.
Thanks, man.
So just know that you're coming back, and we can't wait to see your likeness.
Can't wait to hear your music that comes out.
Whatever the breakdancing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll come. Wait. That announcement will come in maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
Sweet.
But anyways, thank you so much for coming by.
Dude.
Wake Up Hollywood. Yeah. Dude, on behalf of Renan and myself, we'll see you guys next week. Oh, yeah.